When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Segment two is always sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor when ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands. Beck's provides the most diverse product lineup in the marketplace. Capitalize on this diversity with one brand, Beck's Hybrids. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the three F's: faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids.
Boy, I tell you one thing right now. There is there's a lot of strain going on with the Beck's customers.
Strain
right now, because what they're trying to do is trying to get it with the equipment for harvest is a lot. Because they're expecting such a yield that they don't know if their equipment can handle carrying the stuff out of the fields.
It's a big problem.
It's an axle-based problem, Trevor said.
Axle-based?
It's an axle-based. they're concerned about axle snapping in the field. Because the corn is so dense, and it's turned into quite a scenario.
Axle snapping under
the weight of dense corn.
Yes. So that's going on because of Bex. So you get yourself the best corn you've ever had, and you also get yourself some sort of a jet ski.
And get someone who knows axles.
That's a good life right there.
Ball bearings.
Yeah. Greg? Yes. Greg.
Yes.
Greg, can you strengthen axles?
Yes. What can we do for the axle strengthening program? For Beck's, they want to know. Yep. Sonny wants to know.
Thank you to
Yes.
Thank you to Beck's. Some
that is an amazing problem. Oh, yeah. We got more.
Bill has some breaking news over there for us. Bill, what do you have?
Well, it ties into Beck's. Everyone in the tri-state area tonight from the Elks Club. Steve Sipple.
Yeah.
Steve Sipple.
God, I had forgotten about this.
Steve Sipple.
Thank you
tonight.
For the reminder. What time?
I don't know what the time like that.
We better get this straight.
But they
Trevor, where are you?
It's already sold out.
Oh,
it's
please.
Already sold out.
I'll put a collar shirt on.
I talked to Trevor last night, and they said that right now York is a buzz. But anybody from that area, they're a buzz.
There'll be seven people there.
No, they're expecting 400 to 500.
It'll be like when I walked into that Mexican restaurant at Conestoga Mall in Grand Island and said, hey, I'm here for a speech. And the girl looked around. I don't see anybody.
Yeah.
There's some people over at that table.
Yeah. That's who you sat down and talked to.
Fan, yeah.
That's your fan said.
I'm here for a speech.
True story, Ben.
Where's everybody at?
I was a young man.
Steve Sipple owns the Elks Club tonight. Breakers, let us know if you're going.
The Elks Club. Jake, you do not have to go. I thought about this the other day. Do not do it. Come on. You got a life. That's the last
thing. I don't think.
And I'm not giving you a cut of the check either.
Yeah, so. I won't be going. Yeah.
We're not cutting you a check. Steve gets a big check out of this.
I just have to drive.
And I had to negotiate this. I was Steve's agent on this. I go, I'll handle this. Let me get all the details. I'll let him know, hey, he's going to want this, and this. He's going to want some. Oh, yeah. I gave him a list of stuff like you're a rock star in the back. Yeah.
Thank you, Bill.
Peanut M&Ms.
Okay, I got to get the time straight. So, Trevor, if you
said, don't be late for your own speech.
No,
it'd be bad.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I'll be ready.
If there's any breakers going, get out there tonight. And it's open to everyone. It's not just for York or Elks. It's an open door policy.
They
come
from the Dakotas.
Yes,
Here they come from the Dakotas.
Kansans coming up there.
So, yeah. Breaking
Kansans.
News. Thank you, Steve.
Kansans coming up from the border.
Yeah, I'll have a good speech ready. It's already in my mind. I know what. Trevor, do not worry about that part. It's in my mind right now.
He's a pro. A lot of speeches.
He's a pro.
Thanks to Beck's Hybrids, as always. 464-5685, call or text, as always. StubHub had a report.
This is interesting, Bill.
Last week.
Very.
They report a 42% increase in college football ticket sales this year. And I guess the question I would have is, how much of this is due to excitement for conference realignment versus playoff expansion and possibilities? Or is there something else besides that that could cause 42% increase in play in ticket sales in college football? Where'd you guys go to for that?
Well, now,
it's the schedule.
You believe that.
I 100% believe the schedule. And I talk about pushback. I couldn't agree. I'm 100% in disagreement with Steve Sipple.
In what?
On the one like that you shouldn't play no in non-conference.
I know you are.
I'm like, no, because I'm protecting the fans.
The reason
there's excitement is because now you're not on this, well, if we lose one, maybe we're out of the playoffs. We do this. It's like, no, you have to have games.
I got it.
Have games. Because what's the knockback of some play? It's like, you have to have games.
Please let me clarify. I'm not saying that you just junk up your non-con. Yes. Don't junk it up, but be reasonable about it. Like, I don't know that Nebraska needs to play Texas right now in the non-con.
I know in the future, in the next couple of years, whenever it is, they have Tennessee. I really hope they don't cancel that. Nebraska fans should get to go to Knoxville, and those fans should get to come.
I hear you.
To Lincoln. I'm a hard pushback. If you want to keep the game going, mm-hmm. you got to have great games.
I hear you.
And
your conference takes care.
Yeah.
I don't staunchly disagree with you, and I think it's less cut and dried than you make it. I think if you're building a program, there's just no reason for a team that's building a program to play Alabama right now. I mean, don't do it. Now, if you get your program to a certain point, yeah, let's do this. Let's play them. Let's go.
So how are you going to do that? Because all schedules are about 8 years out.
Well, they're not as out as they used to be in some cases.
Keith Mann, chime in.
Yeah. Now, you know,
they're out
right.
Long ways.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just telling you, I would get my program to a point where I can handle it before I do it. Because those games can knock you back. I've seen it at Nebraska.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
I saw it when USC ruined a season for Nebraska with a September game. Literally ruined the season. I mean, they whipped Nebraska emotionally, physically, any way you can take it. And Bill Callahan said it after the season. Yeah, that game cost us a lot. I mean, USC destroyed our will in a lot of ways. So no, I just won't do it. I'm not doing it until I get my program to a point where it's ready. Okay, let's do it.
then what? Then where's the trade-off at? Because if all of a sudden, if you go like what Michigan did last year,
yeah,
I mean when you have nothing on your,
well, it didn't hurt.
I mean, right now wasn't this?
It didn't hurt them.
You can't say that Colorado's a great team right now. But the whole reason there's excitement is about Colorado
Nebraska
game.
Yeah, but they're playing a Nebraska team that's not like Alabama. It's not Ohio State.
I get that, but if you just take Colorado out of this and put Akron,
that's a perfect
in there.
One. No, that's you're making my argument here. That's a perfect one. Neither team is that good, but it's still a marquee game. Fun. That's great. That's perfect. But if
so,
we've
got to get together and figure out who's not that good.
If I was prime and they said we got to go play Georgia. I'd say no. I got a new offensive line.
I'm not 100%. I'm not saying I got to play the top four teams, but you're more on the you're talking more like Akron.
There's a happy no. I said I don't want to junk it up too much. I don't want to junk it up too much. Just make it reasonable. Tennessee might be.
So you say Tennessee is a no, but they're finished like seventh in the conference last
year.
They're
borderline no.
Sixth or seventh. And so
they're preseason 15th overall this
season. Yeah, they're borderline. I was just going to say Tennessee might be okay. That might be okay. Like, yeah, Tennessee might be okay. But it's just feel. It's a feel. I would not sign off on Nebraska playing. Yeah, let's go.
You just have to have good
let's
schedules.
Let's go to Tuscaloosa.
You have to have good schedules. You have to have good schedules. That's why StubHub is up.
Yeah,
42%.
Oklahoma, the thing about right now, Oklahoma is mayhem right now because guess who's coming there?
Who?
Tennessee.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
That's
a really big
game.
Deal.
Who's their non-conference?
It's a really big deal.
Hold on. I got it. I got the magazine right in front of me.
But the reason, but conference doesn't matter. We're not just, when I say schedule, it's part of it because of the conference realignments.
Right. Oh, I know.
Try to get into the Oregon-Ohio State game. See how
but
it goes.
But that's, now, Bill, if we're continuing this conversation, that's why I say you don't have to have a freaky non-conference because your conference has gotten freaky. I mean, this like the Georgia schedule. I don't need Georgia to play Clemson. It's nice. It helps the game, but it's not necessary because their SEC schedule is amazing. Who was I looking at?
Oklahoma.
Who they play in the non-con? What league are they in?
They're in the SEC.
You're right. I got it.
I got it for you right here. Oklahoma. They play Temple off the bat, then they play Houston, and then they play Tulane.
That's an example of a very manageable, smart schedule. It's not bad.
Temple, Houston, Tulane, all at home.
Yeah.
Home game.
That's fine. That's a good one.
It's a good schedule.
Yeah. That's exactly what
but
I
the mean. It's a huge difference between SEC and Big Ten.
Yeah.
Huge difference because you look at the schedule and you say, you just looked at the Georgia schedule and what was it? It's like, whoa. Right. You look at some teams in the Big Ten, and you say, "Oh yeah, that's
manageable."
Yeah, that's just beyond manageable.
Like Rutgers, yeah.
Yeah, and look at their schedule, and you go, "Hold it now."
Right, Georgia's not manageable.
If you were all of a sudden in the SEC, no matter what, you're catching
trouble.
I see it being different. I really
anyway,
do. The ACC, Big 12, same thing.
This is where we have to come. I have to come clean, and probably Jake to a certain extent, because we sort of were not forecasting the demise of college football. But we wondered about the popularity openly.
Well, I mean, anytime there's change, we go for the negative versus the positive, it feels like.
Well, the other part of it
is not better times. It's different times now.
Or is it better times?
I'm just saying it's different times.
Are we in better times?
Technology's made it harder because watching a game on TV is remarkable.
Easy.
What it looks like.
Yes.
I mean, you can see someone's, you can see if they shave that day or not on the sideline. It's incredible how what the watching it is like. And so that
because
and
then, the
so the game day atmosphere has to be really good. That has to be the reason you go for most part to go to the game. If you're going to sit in row 42 of the south end zone, and it's going to be like, okay, the replay we get to watch is up on the big board compared to watching it on TV. So the game day atmosphere, that has to be the reason that drives you. Like, no, just being part of this, being part of the energy has to be good.
Has to be good. Yeah. But they must be good.
By the way, in terms of the teams that have had the most sales or changed since last year, I mean, all the top eight are changing conferences. It's all about excitement there. SMU.
Wait a second. Yeah. SMU.
This is the Power 5
teams.
They
have Florida State coming to
the
town.
The Power 5 teams with the largest rate of increase as compared to 2023 are these teams. SMU, okay. USC, UCLA, Texas, Oklahoma, Oregon, Washington, and Arizona, the top eight in terms of the percentage of increase in ticket sales compared to last year.
Interesting U.S. season.
And UCLA.
Good. Good. Because there's a lot of interest. SMU. I get it. I totally get why SMU would be. They're going into the ACC.
They have Florida State coming as a conference game.
That's beautiful.
That will be a beautiful day down there in SMU.
Yeah, fascinating.
Would that be a time for us to go on a road trip? Might be a great.
Point out that the week for Nebraska, Nebraska's bye week, October 12th. There's a lot of great games out there for us to go to.
October 12th, the greatest weekend.
And Nebraska's not playing.
Potentially in the history of college football.
It makes me nervous.
We can watch the whole weekend.
Something's going to happen. There'll be some kind of news. I'll miss every game.
You can watch the whole weekend. It's going to be great. Bill's Thrills is next in Song of the Day and early break on the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.